At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
A warm up, lovely law. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Cuscus with myself, Craig Spears, and now part of the Beats and Family podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you. As in the second segment, we are going to be talking with Rocco Miller. This is a man that does a great job of being able to assemble a lot of these non-conference schedules, actually has a lot of contact with these teams and helping set up a lot of these non-conference games that we wind up seeing, these multi-team events. He's going to be joining me in the second segment as we wind up seeing Bob McKillop step down at Davidson, and he's got a very, very funny story about his son, Matt, who's going to be taking over the program, and how quickly this wound up coming about as he wound up meeting up with them in April, and I don't think that there was a lot of an inkling that this was going to be happening, so we're going to be talking with him about that, and we're also going to be talking about really the Atlantic 10 in general. You wound up seeing quite a few coaching hires in the offseason. I think that they wound up going quite well for the Atlantic 10. The Atlantic 10 had some NBA draft decisions, and darn near everyone that did have a draft decision, they wind up coming back to the Atlantic 10. We're going to be talking about how many teams they might be able to get into the NCAA tournament as well, because I do feel like with now Loyola Chicago in the fold, it is going to be a very solid Atlantic 10, and I'm also going to be asking him about some mid-major teams that he has been impressed with regards to the offseason moves that they have on to making. So we're going to have a great chat with Rocco in the second segment. And then in the final segment, didn't see a ton of moves in college basketball, but we did see a former Duke Blue Devil wind up going to another power conference school. And obviously, I've got to give you guys my thoughts with regards to everything that's happening with Davidson, with Bob McKillop stepping down literally 24 hours after Steph Curry wound up winning finals MVP. As a matter of fact, less than 24 hours after Steph Curry wound up winning finals MVP. And if you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, size per usual. Please just send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, but we did have a great chat with Rocco, and he's going to be sharing some stories about this Davidson program. We're going to be diving into a lot of the Atlantic 10 today, and that's coming up next right here on Cuscus Hoops with myself, Craig Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Guskus Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and it is great to be joined by our guest as this man just does absolutely tremendous job when it comes to the world of college basketball. You're able to find all of his work in terms of bracketology over there at bracketeer.org. I know that he's doing a lot with regards to keeping track of all the schedules in college basketball, setting up some of these non-conference games that we're going to be seeing. And if I saw correctly a few weeks ago, this man is going to be a part of setting up a multi-team event this year and in future years as well. So great to have Rocco Miller on the podcast and to be able to follow him on Twitter. That is at Rocco Miller and then the number 8 on the back half of that. And Rocco, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be back on, Greg. Hope you are well. Yeah, just fired up. It's been a great offseason. You know, I've never experienced an offseason where college basketball stays front and center in people's mind this long into the offseason. Here we are, middle of June. The national championship game was over 3 months ago. And I swear, you know, every day online, people still want to talk hoops. So it's just amazing to see how much the sport continues to grow in popularity. And it's not just the big schools. I mean, people still want to talk about North Texas and Grand Canyon here in the middle of June.
And look no further than what we've wound up seeing in the last 48 hours as everything comes full circle. One of the greatest success stories in major basketball history, Steph Curry winds up winning finals MVP. He's getting all the love that he deserves for everything that he's done for the game of basketball. And then less than 24 hours after Steph Curry wins finals MVP, his former coach over there at Davidson, Bob McKillop, decides to step down, and it looks like Matt McKillop is going to be taking the reins there. Just what do you make out of the whole ordeal and the timing in general? Because it almost feels like it's something that you couldn't write in a movie script because they would deny it.
You know, Greg, a lot of thoughts immediately come to mind. I guess first I'll share, end of April, I was out in Charlotte and got an opportunity to meet Matt McKillop and the rest of the staff. Besides Bob, Bob was gone that day, but I did meet the rest of the staff, and Matt was the primary person I met with. And there was one point in our conversation that day where I joked with him, you know, when are you going to take this thing over from your dad? And he actually said, I'm not thinking that far ahead. You know, I'm just staying in my lane and doing what I got to do. I would love to be the coach here someday, but, you know, being a head coach anywhere would be a dream come true. And so,
yeah, it takes over 2 months.
And it took, yeah, it was less than 2 months later. Here we are, and Matt McKillop's your Davidson head coach. From his perspective, I mean, that's a whirlwind. You know, I'm sure he knew it was coming behind the scenes. And the timing of it, you know, to do it in the dead of offseason, for the most part, as far as coaching carousel goes, I'm sure it was a strategy that they developed to make sure he would get the job. Who can argue really in a serious way against that? You know, Bob McKillop was there 33 plus years just as a head coach, even more if you count the years he was there in other roles as part of that school. Basically took a small school in the South where there's several of those schools and turned them into a national powerhouse, relevant enough to get invited to join the Atlantic 10 Conference, relevant enough to have the best basketball player on the planet right now come from that school. And his teams, you know, before and after Steph Curry were teams. You know, these were not one player teams. Even the year Steph was the star, they had other really great role players, a lot of capable shooters. It's a team that I went all the way out to St. Bonaventure last season and covered their game against St. Bonaventure. And all five guys on the floor can knock down threes. You really have no weak links on a lot of these Davidson teams, including the great team of last year that won the league. So it's a really good way for Bob McKillop to go out if he is going to go out as an Atlantic 10 regular season champion, a team that lost a heartbreaker in the NCAAs to Michigan State with a couple guys leaving. You know, Jones is coming over here to Stanford and Lee had to go pro. A story there real quick is, you know, Lee would have loved to come back to Davidson, and I'll be writing this in an article soon, but I don't think this is out there yet. There's a rule in South Korea by law that once you turn 26, you have to enlist in the military. And he's 20 years old right now. His clock is really sped up for getting to pro basketball. And so even though Lee's probably borderline to get drafted or not in this NBA draft, it made all the sense in the world for him to just get his pro career started so he can at least get 5 or 6 years in before he has to enlist in the South Korea military. And, you know, actually, Matt McKillop told me himself that only one person has ever got exempt from that. And I think it was the golfer from South Korea. His name is slipping my memory, but he was able to get exempt. So that's a really interesting story. So they just had a lot of things kind of break against them this offseason. And so I think some of that contributed to Bob stepping down. Plus, there's the whole trend of like Coach K, Roy Williams, a lot of these guys have been around the game and the game changing so much, just deciding to call it quits. Of course, most recently, Jay Wright. So anyway, a lot of thoughts on that.
Yep. And to your point on Hyun-Jun Lee, I actually, during the pandemic, covered a little bit of South Korean baseball, the KBO. There's a reason why those guys compete so hard for a medal, because you do get that military exemption. So like the Olympics for them is immense amount of pressure. So to your point on Hyun-Jun Lee, it does make all the sense in the world there, as we do have Rocco Miller joining me on the podcast. And just behind the scenes, I'm not sure how much you knew about the situation, but do you feel like a lot of the guys that are returning, like a Foster Lawyer, like some of the big men that are going to be back from last season, do you feel like they probably had a little bit of an idea that Bob McKelp was going to be stepping down and this was going to be staying in-house?
I would hope so. I mean, there's definitely a good chance of that, you know, especially with it being all such a family environment there. It's a real tight-knit community at Davidson, especially getting to go out there and experience it a little bit. I know the big man they brought in from Buffalo will be a real nice addition. He was a quality player in the MAC. You look at the talent, there's a lot of guys that are ready to take the step. I think their point guard was a freshman last year. He'll be a sophomore, going from a reserve role into a starting role. They're excited about him. Again, I don't have the roster in front of me, but I know that they are looking to fit these pieces together in a Davidson way, like we've seen for 20, 30 years. And I'm sure they're going to be a real tough out in the A-10. You know, it's not a team probably on paper that looks like a projected NCAA team, but certainly with the way that they, you know, play together and will get stronger over the course of the year, I wouldn't be surprised if they're good enough to win the A-10 tournament or at least play spoiler against a couple other A-10 teams at the end of the year.
And they do also bring in Connor Kachera from William & Mary, a double-digit scorer right over there. So that should be able to help them out as well. And I take a look at the Atlantic 10 in general, and even though Davidson, they do, in my opinion, wind up taking a little bit of a blow, because to try to replace Bob McKelp, even if it does wind up staying in-house, that's a tough task. Just like what Villanova is going to be tasked with, they're going to be doing the best that they humanly can with Kyle Neptune, who I think is a good coach, but there's only one Jay Wright. So there is that aspect of it. But I take a look at the Atlantic 10 in general. The addition of Loyola Chicago has me very bullish on this conference. St. Louis, we may remember, they had a solid year last year, and that was without Javonte Perkins, who they wound up losing before the beginning of the season. VCU has formed themselves into a machine. Dayton looks like a team that is going to be in the top 25 to begin the year. I think we can both agree, St. Bonaventure, they lose like literally 99% of their scoring from last year. I don't have necessarily the world's high expectations of them, but even George Mason, what they're trying to form under King English, I look up and down this conference and I see a lot of firepower out here for the Atlantic 10.
Yeah, I do too. I think Dayton's got the most talent, but if you look at that Collins-Perkins combination, you know, with Collins coming back to St. Louis, real lethal team on paper at least. You know, they've had some good teams, apparently good teams on paper in previous off seasons, and unfortunately, you know, last year the injury to Perkins, and then certain things falling one way or another. You know, they had an assistant coach pass away a little over a year ago. That program's just been through so much. It's one of those where you really want to see them pull through and be good enough to be an at-large team and not have to bank on a run in the Atlantic 10 tournament, which is always one of the most random tournaments each year, for especially out of the bigger leagues. You know, one other team I'm certainly keeping my eye on is Loyola Chicago, coming over from the Missouri Valley. You know, Marquise Kennedy, Braden Norris, a lot of vets are back from that team. They added some nice pieces. I know they're fired up. It's a team that the rest of the league won't be familiar with. So there's advantages and disadvantages to that for both themselves and the opponent. I definitely expect Loyola Chicago to be in the mix when it comes to the A-10 race. VCU, like you said, should also be solid, probably in that next tier below Dayton and St. Louis. And Davidson right there with VCU, a solid program, maybe an NIT type of roster for now. But I'm excited about the league. The league's always awesome. Then you add Loyola Chicago to the mix, definitely getting even more quality than ever before.
Yep, and when it comes to Atlantic 10 as well, some of the programs that we're going to call what it is, they wound up having a little bit less than terrific years last year, they've made big improvements as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Rocco Miller, does a great job over there at Bracketeer.org, because you take a look at the coaching hires that were made during the offseason. I absolutely love them. Frank Martin, just after that Final Four run with South Carolina, he couldn't wind up getting things going, but trying to compete in the SEC as South Carolina, as we know, that's a tough task. And getting them to one Final Four, that is an achievement in and of itself. I take a look at what UMass has coming in the transfer portal. He's done an absolutely tremendous job there. And then Archie Miller winds up returning to the conference at Rhode Island. Last time he was in the conference, all he did was lead Dayton to an Elite Eight as an 11 seed. So, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of track record of success there. And I take a look at those two schools, and they're two that we didn't mention off the top. And no doubt, I do think that there's going to be a little bit of a development process when it comes terms of both of them being able to try to get back towards the top of the conference. But I love both of those coaching hires, and it makes the Atlantic 10 just all the more powerful, because it's felt like in past years, you've had a couple of just, we're going to call it what it is, slugs at the bottom of the conference for the Atlantic 10, where you have such a deep league that you're inevitably going to have a couple teams at the bottom of it. But it feels like the bottom is now stronger than ever with those two hires.
Yeah, just the entertainment value as well. You know, you bring in Archie, you bring in Frank Martin to this league. They're going to get guys, you know, they're going to get players. And so that's going to, you know, upgrade the quality of play. But you're also just going to have some incredible battles and amazing press conferences coming out of this league. Let's not forget Fran Dunphy's coming back to LaSalle.
Yes, sir.
And he's bringing Joe Mahalik, who's the Hall of Fame Hofstra coach. You know, you've got two coaches at LaSalle now that have won well over 1,000 college basketball games between the two of them. They never have really had a stretch of time where they've lost like LaSalle loses. So you have to figure, you know, they're not going to get their pick of the litter in players right out of the gates. But once they figure out their sweet spot there, like LaSalle could actually be pretty competitive with such wisdom at the top. Let's see how long that lasts. But that's exciting. And I also like the hire of Keith Ergo at Fordham, another guy with good track record, somebody they might not have had access to if it wasn't for the quick success of Kyle Neptune, who had elevated Fordham to a little bit of a better job than it was 2 years ago. So across the board, Greg, absolutely agree with you. There's reason for optimism, at least at almost all these programs. Duquesne, St. Joe's, some of those are still trying to figure things out. But by and large, if you're a fan of the A-10, there's a lot to like, and it's going to be fascinating to see which stories emerge throughout the season.
And even from the draft decisions that we wound up seeing 2 weeks ago as well, I felt like the Atlantic 10 wound up faring quite well in them. Now, I don't think that any team wound up having as good of a period as Gonzaga did, bringing back all three of their guys, and then they wound up getting Malachi Smith within 48 hours via the transfer portal. That's very hard to duplicate, but Tyler Burton was someone that was on the fence of going into the NBA draft and or the transfer portal, because as we know, a lot of the Richmond team that wanted to make the NCAA tournament last year is gone, but he returns after averaging 16 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. George Mason, you had a little bit of question mark as to whether or not Josh Oduru was going to return after he put up 17.5 points, 7.5 boards. He's going to be coming back. Dayton has all of their firepower back in the fold as well. So all the guys that you wanted to return to the Atlantic 10, by and large, other than Hunjun Lee, because of things that were just completely out of his control, I mean, they're all back.
Yeah, that's exciting. Plus, you know, and I mentioned Uri Collins earlier. That was huge for St. Yes. Louis, who was looking at bigger schools and then decided to stay at SLU. Yeah, I agree that there's going to be a lot of great talent in this league like there typically is, and that will give them an opportunity to compete. I think the toughest part, you know, not to bring everything back to schedules, but I think the scheduling is tricky for this league because there's a lot of Power 5 teams that won't play a lot of these teams. The opportunities are few and far between for some of the schools we listed. Now, fortunately, St. Louis has a loaded schedule. They had a series with Auburn that, you know, they'll be able to play at Auburn, but it won't hurt them if they lose that game. They've got a lot of other good games lined up. UAB's in there, who's a, you know, a team at more the A-10 level, but UAB is a possible top 30, top 40 team. So I'm excited to see what comes out of that. Based on all the limitations of scheduling these days, I really hope that these teams get a chance to prove themselves in the first couple months.
We do have Rocco Miller, does a great job over there at bracketeer.org, and he is going to be right here on the podcast. And we've talked a lot about the Atlantic 10. I think we're both in agreement that we are very, very happy about everything that this conference has done here in the offseason. My question for you is, outside the Atlantic 10, is there a school or two that might be a mid-major that you just take a look at what they've done this offseason and it really pops out as to them being able to make some great moves? Like, I wound up projecting Bryant as my number one team in my projector of finish in the America East. I think that they've done an absolutely terrific job. I mentioned on the podcast about 48 hours ago, Illinois State under the radar has actually had a very good offseason as well. I mean, the list goes on and on, but is there one or two schools that might be at the mid-major level for you that you just take a look at the moves that they made this offseason? There might not be a ton of people talking about them, but you feel like they've done a great job of really being able to revamp their roster.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you want to start at more of the lower end first, I would like to mention Northwestern State, who was able to get both Jamonta Black and DeMarcus Sharp from Missouri State to Northwestern State. It's a Southland school. They hired the assistant coach from Missouri State. He's able to pull them, as well as Isaac Haney. So three Missouri State Bears going down to the Southland, a lower conference in terms of quality of play, but they went out and scheduled hard. They've got four Big 12 teams on their schedule. I announced this yesterday, I believe. Two games against Illinois State, the team you just mentioned. They'll play one in Illinois State, one at home. That's a strategic move, knowing that both teams have greatly improved in the portal. So keep your eye on the Demons And then I would also like to point out Sacramento State Hornets, who made an incredible hire by getting David Patrick to leave Arkansas. He's the former UC Riverside head coach, stepped down to be an assistant in Arkansas. He's now back here in California coaching Sac State. But not only is he coaching them, but he got Akol Maewuin to come from Oklahoma, Isaiah Lee from UC Irvine, a big-time transfer, Colin McRae, the center from Riverside's coming up to Sac State. He got Gianni Hunt from Oregon State, and then also Hunter Marks comes in. So five immediate portal adds. He's also added assistant coaches to his staff from Riverside. I mean, this is going to be like Riverside North. I would not be shocked if Sac State makes a run in the Big Sky. Those are two immediate ones from the low major. More of the mid major, I'd like to quickly call out Chattanooga, who of course hired Dan Earl from the VMI. He brings Jake Stevens with him, the all-SoCon player for the last couple of years. It's a huge addition, of course. But they also got Jamal Johnson from UAB, and Hunter Huff comes over, as well as Delvin White. So Chattanooga loaded up under Dan Earl. Of course, they lose Malachi Smith. It's going to be a completely different look and feel. It's going to be more of a VMI look and feel, but much better talent there at Chattanooga. So another good year for the Mocs, perhaps, are in the cards. And then the last one I'll point out, more of a closer to a high major, but some would consider mid-major, would be the UNLV Rebels right there in your backyard there, Greg. Bring it in. Elijah Harkless, elite defender from Oklahoma. Eli Parquet was a quality player for many years at Colorado. He gets 1 year there. Luis Rodriguez comes over from Ole Miss. Isaiah Cottrell, a talented player, comes over from West Virginia. And then Jackie Johnson, I believe from Duquesne, came over. So again, UNLV, Chattanooga, and I didn't even mention UAB, who did another amazing job this offseason, would join Bryant. Of course, Bryant, a lot of big names coming over. A lot of portal activity changed the look and feel of these programs as a whole.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Especially, I'm so glad that you mentioned Sacramento State. I've been beginning a few of my initial write-ups for the Big Sky. Just take a look at Sacramento State. And I mean, I don't recognize the program in a good way because last year didn't go so well for them. They were under a little bit of a just changeover coaching regime in general. Now they wind up bringing in David Patrick, who I thought did a terrific job, to your point, at Riverside. Has spent some time out there in the SEC. He's coming. He's brought in a whole bunch of talent. And then I am so glad that you also wanted bringing up UNLV as well, a school that I think is going to be able to make some waves out there in the Mountain West, and a man that is making waves out there in the college basketball world. That would be you, Rocco. You do an absolutely amazing job just keeping track of all of these great non-conference games that we're going to be getting as well. What you do with regards to scheduling, it is such a great resource for anyone that is a fan of college basketball. I know you play a big hand in setting up a lot of these schedules. I know you're doing some work with regards to multi-team events as well. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media. And just what's all on tap for you?
Yeah, thanks, Greg. So follow me at RoccoMiller8 on Twitter. It's always a happening place this time of year with schedule announcements and other fun things going on behind the scenes. Bracketeer.org, our schedule pages have launched. We've got Big 12 and SEC pages are live and up to speed with all the Big 12 SEC challenge info. Plus, there's always Easter eggs in there, which is what I would always tell fans to check it for. Some games I'm not supposed to announce on Twitter will sometimes make it the rumor section. So if you're really into scheduling, check the website daily to see those updates. Big 10 page will be live over this weekend. And as we go along, we'll be adding more and more leagues. Those are all being worked on behind the scenes. Other activities, I'm actually going to be visiting the Buffalo area next week. So we're also doing a State of the Program series. We had our first article written up on the Winthrop Eagles. So be sure to check that out. We do kind of a full visit to the campus, meet with the staff, talk about everything from the roster to the schedule and anything interesting in between, add some great color for these programs. So again, I'll be doing a couple schools in the Buffalo area next week. In general, just looking forward to next season, figuring out the plans. I'm glad that you mentioned Sacramento State there. I'm thinking about it more and more. They're about an hour or so away from me, so I'm sure I'll be up there for a game next year, and looking forward to that.
And I'm glad that you mentioned the series wound up kicking up with Winthrop, my projected order of finish winner out there in the Big South, which I wound up doing that conference preview a couple days ago. So I think that things are looking good there, and things are always looking great for Rocco Miller because he does an amazing job just all 12 months out of the year, taking a look at the game that we love in college basketball, helping things get set up with regards to these non-conference games that we all enjoy in November and December to be able to kick off the college basketball season. And one of the hardest working men in college basketball. A big thanks to Rocco for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Coming up next, it is that time of the podcast. I give you a little bit of a recap as to the thing that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Friday, including a former Dukie winding up hitting the transfer portal and deciding on his new school.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Guard like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back here, lovely Las Vegas, for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Peters, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Absolutely tremendous to get on this podcast today, Rocco Miller. That backstory about what we wound up seeing with the McKillop family, with it being probably known in the back of Matt McKillop's mind that at some point he was going to be taking over the program. That was absolutely tremendous. And the guy does a great job taking a look at darn near every school out there in Division I basketball. He does a lot with regards to being able to get these non-conference games that we wind up seeing set up, the multi-team events. He is absolutely amazing with what he does and just a great resource for all college basketball fans out there. A big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. We take a look back at everything that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours. Obviously, the biggest story, that would be the fact that Mr. Bob McKillop does wind up stepping down and his son is going to be taking over the program. This is a man that wound up being at Davidson in 1989-90 when they wound up having their first year at the D1 level as an independent, where they wound up going 4-24. And then he wound up just being able to lead this team up and up and up. Bob McKillop has done absolutely amazing things with Davidson. As we know, he was the coach of Steph Curry and all that he was able to do, winning finals MVP just a short time ago. So I mean, it's been an absolutely illustrious career. He winds up going out 634-380 in his career at the Division I level. Very nearly wound up knocking out Michigan State in the NCAA tournament as well. He has taken this program that was in the SoCon Conference for so long into the Atlantic 10. So I mean, nothing but respect for Bob McKillop. Now, it is going to be a little bit tough for them to be able to come back from this. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, you take a look at Villanova, and they're dealing with the same thing. I think the Kyle Neptune is a very solid coach, but when you wind up going from Jay Wright to Kyle Neptune, that's a downgrade. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's completely outlandish right there, but I do think that it's going to be so intriguing to see what we wind up getting out of this Davidson team this season. I think that there is probably going to be lots of buy-in, and I have to think behind the scene, guys like Foster Lawyer and company, they did know that this was most likely going to be coming. And as it was mentioned by our good friend Rocco Miller, the fact that Hunjun Lee is going to be out of the fold along with Michael Jones, that does wind up putting them behind the eight ball a little bit. But I still do think that it's going to be a solid team out there. And as we mentioned, in Atlantic 10, that is going to be very, very good. So I am fascinated to see what we wind up getting this season out of them. And I am very willing to make this just a few minutes of just giving praise to Bob McKillop and all that he's done. He is a man that certainly does deserve it. And then we did wind up seeing a gentleman go from the non-D1 level up to the D1 level. That would be David McCullough. He was playing last season at Bowie State, a HBCU that is very prevalent out there at the D2 level, and he's going to Morgan State. While he was playing during the 2021-22 season at Bowie State, was able to put up right around 13 points per contest. Someone that did wind up committing a couple too many turnovers, but he's able to do a solid job, giving you right around 4.5 rebounds per game. Needs to work on the three-point shooting. Only wound up shooting 28% from three, but has some relatively good versatility as a little bit of a 6'6" sort of joker player. Shot 74% at the free throw line. Should be able to go into Morgan State, be able to help them out a little bit. Going to be interesting to see how Morgan State winds up playing this season as well, because you may recall two seasons ago, they wound up playing at the fastest pace in all of college basketball. Morgan State has been able to bring in some talent in recent years. It just hasn't necessarily meshed, as they wound up bringing in 7th Woods last year, a former McDonald's All-American, and he just couldn't wind up finding his footing for this team after DeTorian Ware wound up having a massive year in the MEAC during the 2020-21 season. Last year did not wind up necessarily working out for him too too well. But I do think that this is a program that they still have a little bit of an upward trajectory. Take a look at what they've been able to bring in here in the offseason, along with what we wound up seeing with McCullough. They wind up bringing in Lucas Jonkim. He winds up coming in from Radford, a little bit of a 6'9" gentleman that should be able to help this team out on the glass. So wouldn't be surprised if we do wind up seeing Morgan State play a little bit more slow, a little bit more controlled, embrace being able to hit the glass as well out there in a MEAC, in which, well, you don't wind up having necessarily too supreme of rebounding. So going to be interesting to see what we wind up getting out of them this season. Joey Baker, he is the dookie that wanted to sign to go elsewhere. He is now going to be latching on with Michigan, and I think that if Michigan winds up using him as a little bit more of a role player, he can be able to have a relatively solid season for this bunch. You take a look at what he wound up doing the last three seasons at Duke, and he just wasn't able to get out there on the floor too much. He was a little bit more of a situational guy. 12 minutes per contest overall the last three seasons, right around 4.2 points per contest. Clearly showed the ability to be able to make threes. Shot 38% from distance this last season. Shot 40.5% from three. It's a 6-foot-6 combo player, something that Michigan really needs, because this is a team that they're probably going to be going with, I would say, at minimum three freshmen in their starting five. You've got Kobe Bufkin, who should be able to help out a little bit in what he's able to bring to the table, a former top 50 recruit that was relatively glued to the bench last season. You're going to have the Howard brothers that are going to be in there, so that is going to be able to help them out. Obviously, Hunter Dickinson, he's able to do a nice job. And then they do wind up bringing in from Princeton as well, Jalen Llewellyn, a guy that was able to put up buckets. But how he winds up going from the Ivy League to the Big Ten, that is a big question mark. Meanwhile, you do have a guy in Baker that we know what he's able to do at a little bit of a higher level of basketball. So I think that that's going to be very important for them. As you can tell with regards to the news and notes of college basketball, they are starting to come a little bit more thin. We still have some big moves that are happening, as Joey Baker to Michigan. I would consider that to be relatively big. And you just never know when you're going to get a bombshell like what we wound up seeing with Davidson, but a little bit more sparse, which is why starting up conference previews on this podcast. I've already done three, and I'm going pretty much in alphabetical order, the low and mid-majors first, and then we're going to be going up to the power conference level when we wind up getting towards the back half of the offseason, because they've got the most moving parts. But with that said, be on the lookout for those in coming weeks. I'm going to hopefully have at least one in the next 7 days. I wind up doing it 1.5 per week with regards to this podcast. So if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, to get you set for the upcoming season, you are able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Rocco Miller. Shared a incredible story about pretty much the entirety of the McCullough family in the second segment, and I'll be coming at you guys every single day during the offseason news and notes and conference previews, and once we get in season picks and analysis on every single game every single day. So I'll chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.